ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। All together, please. Om Jnana Tamarandasya Ganandana Salokaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yukta Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Prijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karana Sindhu Dhina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapcha Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhana Sudadeve Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Paditanam Pavnebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. So, reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter 24, entitled Chanting the Song Sung by Lord Shiva. Today's text on the board there, number 54. So, please repeat. Bhavan Bhakti Mata Labhyo Dolabha Sarva Dehinam Swarajyasyapi Abhimata Ekantenatma Vid Gati Pavan Bhakti Mata Labhyo Dholabhasavadehinam Swarajyasyapi Mimata Ekantenatma Vidgati Pavan Bhakti Mata Labhyo Dholabhasavadehinam Swarajyasyapi Bhimata Pyamata Ekantenatma Vidgati Pavan Bhakti Mata Labhyo Dholabhasavadehinam Swarajyasyapi Bhimata Ekanten Atma Vidgati. Translation, Srila Prabhupada. My dear Lord, the king in charge of the heavenly kingdom is also desirous of obtaining the ultimate goal of life, devotional service. Similarly, you are the ultimate destination of those who identify themselves with you, aham brahmasmi. However, it is very difficult for them to attain you, whereas a devotee can very easily attain your lordship. Please repeat, my dear Lord, the king in charge of the heavenly kingdom is also desirous of obtaining the ultimate goal of life, devotional service. Similarly, you are the ultimate destination of those who identify themselves with you. Aham Brahmasmi. However, it is very difficult for them to attain you. Whereas a devotee can very easily attain your lordship. Purport, Srila Prabhupada. As stated in the Brahma Samhita, Vedesha Durlabham Adurlabham Atma Bhakto, this indicates that it is very difficult for one to attain the ultimate goal of life and reach the supreme destination by Kuntalok or Golok Vrindavan. Simply by studying the Vedanta philosophy or Vedic literature. However, this highest perfectional stage can be attained by devotees very easily. That is the beginning of meaning of Vedeshu Durlabha Adurlabham Atma Bhakto. The same point is confirmed by Lord Shiva in this verse. The Lord is very difficult for the Karma Yogis, Jnana Yogis and Dhyana Yogis to attain. Those who are Bhakti Yogis, however, have no difficulty at all. In the word Swarajasya, Swa refers to Swargalok, the heavenly planet, and Swarajaha refers to the ruler of the heavenly planet, Indra. Generally, Kamis desire elevation to the heavenly planets, but King Indra desires to become perfect in Bhakti Yoga. Those who identify themselves as Aham Brahmasmi, I am the Supreme Brahman, one with the Absolute Truth, also ultimately desire to attain perfect liberation in the Vaikuntha planets or Golok Vrindavan. In Bhagavad Gita 18:55 it is said, Bhaktimam abhijananti yavanyascharsmi tatvata tato mam tatvato gitva vishite tadanantaram. One can understand the Supreme Personality as He is only by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of the Supreme Lord by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God. Thus, if one desires to enter into the spiritual world, he must try to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead by practicing Bhakti Yoga. Simply by practicing Bhakti Yoga, one can understand the Supreme Lord in truth. But without such understanding, one cannot enter the spiritual kingdom. One may be elevated to the heavenly planets, or may realize himself as Brahman, Aham Brahmasmi. But that is not the end of realization. One must realize the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead by Bhakti Yoga. Then real perfection of life is attained. Mukham Kuroji Vachalam Pungam Lete Grim Yad Kripa Tamaham Bande Shri Guru Ninatarinam Pavan Bhakti Mata Labhyo Dhulabha Savadehinam Swarajasyapi Bhimata Ekantenatma Vidgati. My dear Lord, the King in charge of the heavenly kingdom is also desirous of obtaining the ultimate goal of life, devotional service. Similarly, you are the ultimate destination of those who identify themselves with you, Aham Brahmasmi. However, it is very difficult for them to attain you, whereas a devotee can very easily attain your lordship. So, very clear. Very clear point in this verse, extolling the importance and rather the exclusive means of approaching and realizing Krishna in full is bhakti. The verse there, 1855. Only by devotional service can I be attained. So this is the central point. You cannot attain Krishna or full realization of Krishna, Krishna tattva, complete without bhakti. And if you do practice bhakti, the other point is here, that Krishna is very easily attained. These are very important points. Because many people come to spiritual life, but they don't know how to practice, and they don't understand what the goal is. But all that is very easily obtained. The sadhya and the sadhana, the goal and the practice, is very easily available to the bhakta yogi, to the bhakta. You're all devotees. You're all in full comprehension of this. You may even take it for granted. Yes, of course, bhakti. Yes, of course, Krishna is Bhagavan. But upon this planet there are 6 billion and counting spirit souls in human form, supposedly human, and many of them will become interested in spiritual life because that is the nature of the human form. Atato Brahma Jignas. What is the Supreme? What is Brahman? That is naturally occurring to the human being. And therefore Prabhupada mentions there are karma yogis, there are jnana yogis, and there are dhyana yogis. And they are thinking, yes, I am approaching the Supreme in this way. So we do not discourage that, karma yoga, jnana yoga, astanga. But also another point in this verse is that those who identify themselves with Brahman, they also come to the point of bhakti eventually. Because Brahman, what to speak of Swarga Loka, they are not satisfactory. Swarga Loka, that is the heavenly kingdom. That is where Indra, Swarjarasi, is there. King Indra is there. Now if you're the king of the heavenly planets, they say on the earth planet, Shakespeare said, the head that wears the crown lies very uneasy. Especially nowadays, everyone is fighting for the crown to be leader, enjoyer. But this earthly planet, what is it? Maximum 100 years, birth, death, old age and disease coming quickly, all envious people, pollution, huge corporations, paper money, useless activity. But still people try to enjoy. But if they go to the heavenly kingdom, now there's a nice place materially. There's no tax man there. There's no terrorists. There's no effect of old age until you spent your punya. They're drinking soma, there's no hangover, the senses are strong, the situation is beautiful. Of course, it's not unmixed. The asuras, they often approach, the heavenly kingdom out of their envy and try to attack. But even the king of that place is desirous, it is stated here, to engage in bhakti yoga. So he is not satiated, he is not satisfied. And then it's mentioned here about the those who identify themselves, aham brahmasmi, they are also not going to stick on that platform. They are also going to come to the point of bhakti. There are really only four divisions. There are those that think Atma, I am the body. And therefore, Sri Sri Gaurinitai Krishna Balaram Radha Sham Sundar Lalit Vishakha Shalagram Maharaj Giri Govardhan Go Mata Guru Parampara Tulsi Maharani Ki Jai. So, those that think the self is the body, they try to enjoy through the body. This is the animal platform. If a human being is thinking like that, then he's an animal. Dvipad Pashu. He may be standing on 2 feet, but next life there's a good chance he'll be on 4 feet. So if you identify the body as the self, then you will try to enjoy through the body. Then there are those who are frustrated with material enjoyment as it naturally comes, because this body is a very poor body for enjoyment, very gross. And they identify with the mind. And frustrated with material enjoyment, they may become voidist. And they think, this material body is a source of suffering, not enjoyment. And it is creating the mind, so therefore I should stop the mind. And they become buddhistic or voidistic, so many variations. They think, I will stop the movement of the mind and I will attain satori. I will reach nirvana, the freedom of the forest of material entanglement. I shall become nothing. But this is also foolish, this is nasty, this is not Vedic philosophy. Where is void? Void means nothingness. Nothingness, by definition, doesn't exist. You can't meditate on something that doesn't exist, because it's not there to be meditated upon. But in the foolishness, lacking knowledge, they turn nothingness into something. There, the material scientists are the same. We've discussed this many times, right? They think that there was nothing and it exploded. Of course, I don't know what the latest theory is. It may change according to the latest science magazine. But there was nothing and it exploded. And then there was something. But if there was nothing, it wasn't there in the first place to explode. So how did it explode? If something isn't existing, oh, there was a singularity. After a 100 years now, there was something there. And it had no size, no dimension, but it was there. Oh, it had no size, no... How is it possible that something can exist without dimension or quality? Therefore, it was no nothing. Oh, then there was something came from something. But they don't want to come to the other point, which is the next stage, that this is the impersonalist person. They think, yes, I'm not the body, I'm not the mind, I'm consciousness. And then they think they may be Mayavad. Mayavad means they are seeing the variety of this creation as illusion. And in their definition of illusion, this doesn't exist. So this is another foolishness. How you can say it doesn't exist? If you walk into the pillar, you break your nose. You cannot say it does not exist. You may juggle words and say it's all illusion, but it's a real illusion. You may say, oh, a dream is an illusion, but it's a real event, it's an actual experience. So what is your definition of illusion? The Vedic definition of illusion is that illusory objects are non-permanent. they're transient. That which is truth, that which is sat, is eternal. So yes, Vaishnavism says, yes, this is all illusion because it's temporary. And they may say, oh, that's a good point. But they are considering consciousness. Therefore, let me merge with the ultimate consciousness. And then I will aham brahmasmi. So, if they're Mayavad, this mentality will be, I will become the Supreme. Let me lose identification with this illusory body and mind, and I will become the Supreme. This is all nonsense. The drop of water cannot become the ocean. Even the drop of water goes in the ocean, it will stay individual molecule. Krishna explains in the Gita, Angsa, Jiva Bhuta Sanatana, that the soul is eternally individual. It cannot become the Supreme. So aham brahmasmi actually means Brahmavad, like the four Kumaras in the Bhagavatam. They were Brahmavadi. That is different. Mayavadi means everything is illusion, it's not existing. This is madness. You're saying it doesn't exist, but do you put salt in your tea or do you put sugar? You're having to deal with your non-existent idea. If it's all illusion, put salt in your tea, not sugar. Don't cook your food, eat a stone instead. It's all illusion, it's all one. No, there's variety. So the Brahmavadi, he doesn't see illusory variety. He sees, everything is spiritual. Everything is an emanation from Brahman, the Supreme. So he meditates on that. All this manifestation, color, smell, sound, people, noisy or quiet, they are all part of the variety that has emanated from Brahman, the Supreme. So they're on the right path, because that is the factual truth. But the Vaishnav, the personalist, he's gone one step further. He's understood as Lord Chaitanya said, Jivera Swarupoi Nichera Krishnadas, that the Swarup of the Jiva, the eternal Swarup, is Krishnadas. The Bhagavatam starts with the point, Ete Kamsha, that all these incarnations and avatars mentioned previously, they are all Angsa, expansion of the Supreme Lord. But Krishna's too, Bhagavan Swayam. Bhagavan, the ultimate possessor of all opulence, the source of everything, is the Supreme Lord. So whatever is in his creation is an emanation. And Krishna explains in the Gita, Yad Yad Vibhutimat Sattvam Srimad Urjitam Evava, that whatever opulence one sees in this material world, it is simply a spark of my splendor. A spark of the fire of Krishna. So, whatever happiness you can attain in Swargalok, or by identifying with the Brahma Jyoti, that is just a spark of the rasa. Krishna in Upanishads explained rasavai saha. He's the very embodiment of all mellow. All the mellows in creation, they are emanations from the Supreme Lord. So that Supreme Lord is a person, Bhagavan. He is a person. So why is bhakti so powerful? The karma, karmi, the jnani, the yogi, Astanga yogi, they are pursuing their activities, working, karma. If they're a little enlightened, they do their work for the Supreme. The jnani, oh, I'm not going to work, I'm going to study the great books of knowledge. I'm going to find the root of the tree. The karmi wants to enjoy the root. The jnana yogi, he has some conception of the Supreme and he's meditating. Ah, that is the Supreme Absolute, I'm meditating. He's gone past jnana and karma. But those paths, those endeavors cannot bear fruit without the addition of bhakti. However, generally people that are concerned with performing karma, jnana, jhana, they may not understand the secret of spiritual life. They may be concerned with their own embellishment, their own promotion, their own advancement. We cannot discourage such a mentality. But as Prabhupada explains here, those that have knowledge, and that the aim of human life is knowledge. So what is the apex of that knowledge? Is it to work, do your work, your material duties for the Supreme? That's part of it. Is it to speculate on the Supreme, 1980, not this, the Supreme is not this, it's something different? Is the apex of knowledge to try and gain mystic powers by meditating on some conception of the Oversoul? No, these aren't the apex of knowledge. The apex of knowledge is to understand the nature of the Supreme and relate to that nature. And in the Vedanta Sutra it explained, Anandamoy Vyasat, Krishna and the individual soul, they are pleasure seeking. The Chaitanya Charitamrita starts with a very important verse. It explains, Radha and Krishna are one. However, they have separated themselves eternally. We were discussing last week separation, how the devotee worships in separation. So Radha and Krishna have separated, it explains there, themselves eternally. And what? Why? To enjoy the bliss of pastimes. So here is the reason for creation. Here is the reason for variety. To enjoy bliss. To enjoy Prem Leela, Ananda Leela. Can you think of any other? No, because we are Anandamoy. People are trying to enjoy through the body, through the mind, through identification with the Great Supreme. But that is all indirect application. If you want to enjoy unlimitedly, you become an assistant in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Mavaibhongsa jiva loke, jiva bhuta sanatana, jivera swarupoi nichera Krishna Das. You learn the art of giving pleasure to the Supreme Lord. And once you build your sadhana and your goal upon that, then the Supreme Lord is easily achieved. At the end of this stotra given by Lord Shiva, there's a verse. It's a very interesting verse. Listen to this. Yes, number 69. My dear sons of the king, This is Lord Shiva again addressing the Prajetas. Just execute your occupational duty as kings. They were chanting this stotra because they wanted to purify themselves before they created progeny. Perform this duty with a pure heart. Just chant this prayer, fixing your mind on the lotus feet of the Lord. That will bring you all good fortune, for the Lord will be very much pleased with you. So this little phrase, Bhagavati Apati Tasyaha, that the Supreme Lord will be pleased, this may slip by. Somebody may think, yes, that's very good. And sometimes we read in the Bhagavatam, Prabhupada's purports, and in the texts themselves, we may miss this point, that Krishna is satisfied with the devotee, that Krishna takes pleasure from the devotee's service. And we may not consider that this is the apex of knowledge, the apex of all activity, to give pleasure to the Supreme Lord. We've already explained, as Krishna Das Kaviraj, that the reason for all this variety is to enjoy anand, bliss. The soul is anandamoy bhyasat, pleasure seeking. The Supreme Lord, he's lila mayi. He engages in unlimited pastimes. Why? To enjoy anand, to enjoy the bliss. All this variety, all these mellows, all these rasa, all this activity, it is to enhance ananda. Krishna is Atmaram, yet through Leela, his ananda eternally increases. This is the reason, the ultimate reason. And so bhakti means to enter and become an assistant of the Supreme Lord's Leela. And if you understand this, then you will understand the Leela of Krishna. It is all an expression of anand, bliss. This material world, what are we trying to find? Anand, happiness, in love, in children, in society, in wealth, in opulence. But it is all illusory, it is all temporary. And it is material. It will not satisfy the soul. Aham Brahmasmi, we are spiritual. The anand is available in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, in the ocean of the mellows of bhakti, in relationship to the Supreme Lord. This is where anand resides. Anand doesn't reside in the material world, nor does it reside, as this sloka says, with identifying with the impersonal energy, the Brahman, and thinking, oh, I am the Supreme, becoming distracted in this way. Anand resides in relationship to the Supreme Lord. And Radha and Krishna, they have separated themselves eternally to enjoy this anand. And if we want to understand the whole creation, we understand this root truth, that everything material and spiritual is an ingredient for the enjoyment, the exchange of rasa, the anand between Radha and Krishna. So the bhakta who has understood this point, who's become absorbed in this point, he has reached the end of knowledge and he has unlocked the secret of bhakti. Because everyone on the transcendental platform is part, an assistant in that exchange of rasa between Radha and Krishna. We are all Angsa. We are all Jiva Bhuta, Sanatana, Jivera Swarupoi Nichera Krishnadas. And what is mukti? We're often quoting this verse, huh? Muktir hitavan yata rupam swarupena bhavastiti. That mukti is to give up the changeable gross and body, and swarupena in your spiritual form, bhavastiti, to become eternally situated and to reside on the transcendental platform in that swarup. What is that verse? Atakshri Krishna Namadi Nabhavad Grayam Indraya Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Uchite. That the name, form, qualities of Krishna, they are transcendental. They're beyond this material world. They're beyond the Brahman. They're within Golok, the variety of Golok, and as Prabhupada mentions, Vaikuntha. They are rasa. They are full of rasa. Bhakti means to go from all this material enjoyment in Swargaloka or in Delhi to far beyond the Brahmadham, the Brahman, and enter the transcendental realm. And how is it done? What is the sadhana? Yes, there is Vaidhi, there is Rag, but the essential aspect, the underlying principle, is to satisfy Sri Guru and Sri Krishna, Hari, Guru, Vaishnava. And that is, we're singing every morning, right? Yasya Prashada Bhagavat Prashada Yasya Prashada Nakati Katopi. That if you want to please Bhagavan, then you should please Guru. Without the pleasure of Guru, without pleasing pleasure Guru, nakati kutopi. You cannot attain that. What does Lord Rishabhdev say? Mahat sevam aho vimuktes. That the service to the Mahatma is the very doorway of liberation. To gain that transcendental kingdom. Sava upadi vinir muktam tat paratrena nirmalam. Bhakti is without touch of the material energy. It is transcendental, ultimately. Karma, jnan, jhan, they approach bhakti. We don't say don't follow it, it's there. But understand the final point, is to become transcendental to all material designation, to become free of the mind. And sadhana means Vaidhi will give you liberation performed in knowledge. But then through rag you can transform your Krishna tattva to bhava. We were discussing last week. And then in bhava bhakti, then the nature of the Supreme Lord, this is liberated Uttamadhikari platform, then the nature of the Supreme Lord is revealed. And once the nature of the Supreme Lord is revealed, then one's relationship with the Supreme Lord is revealed. But particularly for the neophyte, the sadhaka, he must become fixed on satisfaction of Sri Guru. Sudha Bhakata Charana Reno. This is why bhakti is so powerful. Here is Guru, external manifestation of Super Soul, directing, giving Vaidhi, giving instruction in Rag, how to cultivate attraction to the Supreme Lord. And if you take his instructions on your head as your life and soul, then automatically Krishna is satisfied and pleased with you. Because Krishna, he wants to take everyone out of the material world into that spiritual kingdom. So those that are entering that path, he is automatically pleased. Those that are faithful, adherents, servants of Sri Guru, they enter that kingdom very easily. So this point is being made here, that bhakti, the bhakta attains the spiritual transcendental path, but it's not actually mentioned in the previous verse. My dear Lord, any learned person knows that unless he worships you, his entire life is spoiled. Knowing this, how could he give up worshipping your lotus feet? Even our father and spiritual master, Lord Brahma, unhesitatingly worshipped you, and the 14 Manos followed in his footsteps. So, in the first part of the stotra we've discussed, Krishna Tattva is given. And then there is the description of the form of Vishnu in this particular case. And now we're entering the section of the stotra where the importance and the sadhana of attaining the sadhya, the goal, is expounded. And it is nothing other than the elucidation of bhakti and sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sava shastra hoy, lava mata sadhu sangha, sava siddhi hoy. Why? Because if you associate with the sadhu, then you will understand that bhakti is the supreme path. And you will see that the bhakta is in relationship to the Supreme Lord, and you will covet that. Let me also become a bhakta. And once that enters the heart, then the path of bhakti is to cultivate that attraction to becoming kinkara. As Lord Chaitanya said, Ainanda Tanuja Kinkara. People want to go to Swargalok, they want to control the world, let them. They want to go into the Brahman and think, I am the Supreme, let them. But the bhakta thinks, let me become kinkara, let me become servant of Guru, let me become servant of Hari, let me become servant of the Vaishnav. That is my joy. And with this mentality he becomes dear to Krishna. In the 12th chapter of the Gita, Krishna finishes the chapter by explaining how dear the devotee is. So if we understand that the Supreme Lord is a person, and we can please that Supreme Person, we can give him pleasure by satisfying the orders of the devotee, the guru, the instructions of devotee, then we have reached the end of all knowledge. We have understood. Therefore in the Bhagavatam it is said that if somebody takes to the chanting of Hare Krishna with sincerity, then it is understood he is in previous life, he has surpassed all Vedic ritual, karma, he has studied all the jnana, he's performed meditation. But if he's chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. If he's chanting Hare Krishna, trying to purify his heart and soul for the pleasure of Guru, then he has reached the end of all knowledge. And by that consciousness, Krishna becomes captured. Just like if somebody is very kind to us, we become kind to them. So Krishna is a person. So in the Gita, in the Bhagavatam, we are explained, it is explained to us, how to give pleasure to the Supreme Lord. And if we make that endeavor, our life, and so, under the instruction of Sri Guru, then Krishna is easily obtained. And we have reached the end of all knowledge and all endeavor and all activity. Srila Prabhupada Srimad Bhagavatam Sadhu Sangha Ki. And Purushottam Mass is particularly potent. I think yesterday there was a big talk. In Purushottam Mass, three things are very important, prominent. If you don't respect, you'll have problem, but it is particularly recommended, Ganga Snan, Holy Snan, Jamuna Snan, Naam Bhajan, and Dhan, to practice charity. That doesn't just mean giving money. You can give a sweet word, you can give kindness, you can give a biscuit to the poor dog in the street, or you can buy a Mangalarti sweet. So if you don't observe Purushottam, that is a big problem. The Pandavas were told, you didn't observe Purushottam. Purushottam, the deity is Purushottama, is Radha Krishna. It is the extra month to make up the shortfall, because 12 lunar months are not matching the number of days in the solar year. So every 3 years, an extra month is put there. Originally it was called Malamas, but the Devata, there's a Devata in charge of each month, was very disturbed. People didn't understand. So she surrendered to Narada. Narada took her to Vaikuntha, and Lord of Vaikuntha took her to Golok and said that those that blaspheme you in this way, don't call Purushottam Malamat, but you call and they worship you, they will very easily enjoy the material world and in the end defeat all their sins and attain me. Of course, we don't want to enjoy, but it means that the material world will not become an obstacle to your sadhana. So, Purushottam. There are various things also, austerities. One shouldn't cook with oil. One shouldn't cook in an iron pot. There are various things. They may not be practical in the temple. But you can give in charity Mangalarti sweets to your friends and increase your chanting and remembrance of Krishna. Okay, any question? Satisfied?